Welcome to Entanglement Radio, transcendent talk for the conscious mind. Join us for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science, new thought, and conscious healing. Explore the potential and infinite possibilities of what it means to be human with some of the best guests in radio. At Entanglement Radio, it is all connected. Now, here is your host, Angela Levesque, on the Om Times Radio Network.
Right here on the Om Times Radio Network. I'm coming to you live today from the beautiful foothills of the Rocky Mountains here in Boise, Idaho. We have a very fun show for you today. We have best-selling author of The Crystal Bible, Judy Hall, and we're going to be talking about her latest book, Crystal Prescriptions, Volume 4. And as I was talking to her before the show, she's written over 40 books. How fantastic is that? That is so cool. Well, before we get to that, just coming up next week, I will be enjoying a little rest and relaxation in the mountains with some friends and family. So I'm going to be playing one of my favorite rebroadcasts. We'll have James Connors on the program, and we're going to be talking about, are we an emerging superheroes? So if you haven't heard that one, I ask you to listen in because it is really spectacular. And it actually took a turn that I wasn't expecting. It was much more serious and deep. And so I really enjoyed that. And then I will be back again live in the first week of December with Bruno Signaco. And we are going to be talking about the ancient technique, Ho'oponopono. I think I said that correctly. I've got a few things to learn before we do that. And if you need to get a hold of me at any time during the week, you can email me at angela@hestiahealth.com. You can find me on Facebook and on Twitter at Hestia Health and Entanglement Radio. And don't forget, as always, about our hashtag Entanglement Radio contest. So if you'd like to win a free intuitive reading with myself, all you got to do is go to Twitter and say, hey, I enjoyed the show, or comment on a guest or whatever, and just hashtag Entanglement Radio, and I will be sure to add those names into a hat, and I name the winner at the beginning of every month. And if you're not on Twitter, don't fear. You can just go to Facebook at Hestia Health and Entanglement Radio and do the same thing. Just, I'm a listener, and put me in your draw for the free intuitive reading. So So as I mentioned today, we are talking about crystals, and I love crystals. I use them almost every day. I wear them in jewelry. I use them in meditation. I put them on my body as I sleep. I love them. And it's so, I think it's such an interesting topic because often it's one of those things when I'm talking to people who are maybe less spiritually inclined in my life. And as soon as you start talking about crystals, you kind of get the eye roll. It seems to be kind of the hallmark of woo-woo-ness. And I just think, you know what? They're fantastic. Not only are they pretty and I love pretty things, but they, I can feel the way that they shift my body. I can feel the way they change my meditation. Even, you know, if I've had a rough day and I want to, having a hard time falling asleep, I'll use them and they just bring me to a such place of centeredness and peace. So I'm super excited to talk about them. And I couldn't think of a better person than Judy Hall to discuss them with. So let me introduce her, a trained healer and counselor. Judy has been a psychic all of her life and has a wide experience of many systems of divination and natural healing methods. Judy has a bachelor's of education in religious studies with an extensive knowledge of world religions and mythology. She also has an MA in cultural astronomy and astrology at Bath University. Her specialties are past life readings and regression, soul healing, reincarnation, astrology, psychology, divination, and crystal lore. Wow. Judy has appeared 4 times in the Watkins list of 100 most influential spiritual living writers and has recently been voted the 2014 Kindred Spirits Mind, Body, Spirit Personality of the Year and has written over 40 books. Crazy. So with that, I feel very honored and blessed to welcome Judy Hall to the program. Hello, Judy. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm doing very well. Thank you. It's good to talk to you.
Yes, I'm happy that you're here. Like I said, I use crystals every single day. And after reading your book, I think I could be a little bit more conscious and deliberate on how I use them. But we'll talk more about that in a moment. So I'd asked you before we got on air about this is your Crystal Prescriptions Volume 4. And I'd asked you about the other three. So this one, you're really focusing on Kundalini and you're focusing on the chakra systems and the subtle energy body and how we can use crystals to work with those aspects of our energy body. So let's talk about, because I'm going to assume my listeners on Om Times Radio know the seven major chakras. So, but you talk a lot about the lesser known, and you don't like to call them minor. You like to call them lesser known. So I know there's quite a few of them and we don't need to go through all of them, but can you give us a little taste of some of the lesser known chakras that you talk about in your book?
Yes. To me, what's happening is chakras that have been known about for a long time because they appear on old illustrations are becoming more important now because they mediate very subtle energies and they bring high vibration energy down into our bodies, and we need to assimilate and to integrate the energies so that we can use them. But for me, two of the most important chakras are beneath our feet, the Earth Star and the Gaia Gateway, which is below that, which actually connect us into the planet and into the body of Mother Earth. That helps us to be grounded, which for me is sort of the first important rule of any spiritual work, is be grounded. You know, don't float 6 feet off the floor and don't go off into woo-woo land. And working with these chakras, you can put a root right down into the center of the earth that helps you to be grounded. And then we've got chakras in our palms that pick up the energy of crystals or anything else that we touch. And once people start working with crystals, they very quickly can sense whether the energy is right for them or not, which makes choosing your crystals so much easier. You know, if you go into a shop and you're surrounded by crystals, your hands, your fingers will immediately tell you, this is the one for me. But then the others that I have covered in Crystal Prescription 4 are sort of higher resonances of other chakras. So the three chambered heart chakra, the ultra major, which is inside the head and which really links up our subtle endocrine system, and then the ones above our head, the soul star and the stellar gateway, which link us to higher dimensions. And of course, looked at crystals that will help you open those and attune them.
And so what I, because are these new chakra systems, or are they just new to our kind of our collective consciousness? I was kind of wondering, because a lot of times I have guests on my show and we talk about this specific time in humanity and how it's unique and there's this, you know, awakening and evolution. So have those chakras always been available to us and they just were not talked about in the mainstream as much as the seven major ones? Or are there new ones coming about that are now connecting us to some of these higher frequencies?
I think they've always been there. You know, I looked back at ancient Egypt, one of my favorite places. And there are illustrations showing that the higher chakras were known about then. Look at really old Indian paintings, and all these chakras are there. It's not really new. I think it's that they went out of consciousness. People didn't really pay attention, and now we have to, because the energies are refining themselves, and we have to have the tools to access that energy, and we can't do it just through the traditional seven.
Well, how did you learn about crystals? Because I don't know if you heard my little beginning. When I talk to people who, like I said, are not very spiritually inclined, and I mention use of crystals, I kind of get the eye roll, like, oh, there she goes. And I just have always, even as a kid, even before I knew about any of it, I had boxes of rocks that I would just collect, and I would just take them, and I just, oh, I like this one, I like this one. And I had many boxes of rocks. And so how did you learn about crystals and their specific properties?
Well, I was like you, and I had boxes as a child. I was very fortunate in that my grandparents lived in the English Lake District, which has amazing mountains and amazing crystals. So I was attracted to bright, sparkly ones, but I was equally attracted to what my mother always called her lumps of rock. And I would come home with them, have them in my pocket, have them in my bedroom. As I got older and started working with astrology charts, I would find myself putting crystals on the chart. We had a very strange shop, a sort of precursor to the crystal shops that we know today. But this very large gentleman sat on a stool surrounded by oil drums of crystals. And you would ask him what it was, and he wouldn't tell you. But, you know, you could feel that it was doing something, and maybe it was a pretty colour, maybe it was a pretty shape, but it attracted me, and I took them home and I put them on the chart to help heal. And then one day I realised I had a house full of crystals. Very few of them did I actually know the name of. Some of them I did, because I'd been asked to write an introductory book to crystals, so I'd look them up. But there was no book that really, for me, epitomised the qualities, the properties.
Well, you know what? Judy, we're I can hear my break music. We're up on a break, so I will let you answer that when we return. And I want to know, is there kind of a consensus in the crystal community that this does this and this specific crystal does that? So we'll talk more about crystals, something I just love, when we return here on Entanglement Radio with Judy Hall. We'll be right back.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on Om Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Crystal Prescriptions Volume 4. So sorry, Judy, before the break, I had asked you, you know, how did you learn about the crystals and their individual properties? And you were in the middle of telling us the story, but we got cut short because of the break. So I want to let you finish that.
Right. Well, I learned mostly by using them intuitively and then noting what they did. But as I progressed, and especially after I'd began to write the Crystal Bible, I looked at what a lot of people were saying, talked to a lot of healers, but I also went back to very old stone books, lapidaries. I collect them, and I have a lot of very ancient books. And when I went to do my MA, the reason I went was it gave me academic access to Mesopotamia, to Egypt, and to Greece. And some of the properties, some of the stones, were known 5,000 years ago. Things like bloodstone, which today crystal healers use for the blood and for kidneys, they were used back then. It's actually written down that that is the remedy. And they were actually the medicine for a very long time. In ancient Egypt, malachite was ground up and used for eye makeup. But actually, it's now been discovered, all this time later, that it's antibacterial. It helps to keep the sort of eye infections that you get in a very hot, dry climate down to a specific kind of, yes, this is acceptable level, rather than everybody having eye problems. And so the properties were recognized back then. They might not be named as antibacterial, but it was used, and it was also used for things like rheumatism, and it still is. So the way that I learned the properties was really a mix of research and tracking them back as far as I could, looking especially as well at the Middle Ages. There's a lot written about the healing properties of stones during a period when it literally was the basis of medicine, because there wasn't anything else. Herbs were used, obviously. And it's carried through. It went through Arabia, India, China, North America, South America, all through Europe. You find the same stones are used for the same purpose. But of course, that rather limits the properties if you say this is all it does, because all of the stones are evolving and bringing out new properties.
Well, I wanted to ask you then, because often, right, we hear about the color of the seven major chakras, the Roy G. Biv, and so logic would follow that, okay, if you want to work on your root, you would use maybe red jasper. If you wanted to, you know, work on your solar plexus, you might use, or your sacral chakra, you might use, I can't ever pronounce any of their names, but anyway, but you use sodalite for the solar plexus, or no, sodalite's blue, right? For the throat. And so is it as easy as that, looking at, okay, well, this chakra is associated with this color, so I'll just pick a color of crystal that matches that?
You can use that system. It is very simplistic. And actually the colors, if you go looking back at old illustrations, especially the Indian ones, the colors don't match at all. But it's an established system. You can use it, and you can use other crystals for the chakras as well. And that's why I ended up writing the book, because people would say to me, well, you've talked about that particular crystal for that chakra, but it's not the color of the chakra. And, you know, I would say, well, actually, that color isn't necessarily the only color of the chakra. So it confuses people that there are crystals that aren't the right color, you know, in quotes. But once they use them, they realize that actually it's a spectrum.
A couple months ago, I had Joanne Brocase on the program, and we were talking about angel healing. And she was saying the same thing, that each chakra, although it has an associated color, it's really like a spectrum, just like you would shine a light through a crystal and you would see all of the colors of the rainbow, that each within each chakra, there still exists all those colors, even though we have a tendency to associate it with one color or the other, that we shouldn't be so, inclined to think it's this way or that way. Would you agree? Does that kind of understanding?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. I think the more I work with the chakra system, the more I realize it actually operates at a spectrum of vibration. We're so short of words to describe these subtle energies. But if we call it a spectrum of vibration, within that spectrum, we may be working with a chakra in a very physical way. But equally, we might be working at a very subtle healing vibration, which is working on what I call the etheric blueprint of the body, and that then energetically sinks down into the physical body, but it's vibrating. The reason I use up and down is, for me, high and up is vibrating at a faster, finer kind of level, and down and earthy is vibrating in a much more grounded way. And so if I say higher, I'm not actually making a judgment, I'm describing the quality of the energy. And chakras aren't just stuck in your body, they come out many feet. And so it makes sense to me that within that sort of tube of chakra, if you like, there will be different rates of vibration, and it is a spectrum.
Yeah, and one thing, and I like that you said that, because often we think about, like, for example, if we were to put crystals on the body, that the healing is physical, because we often think we really identify with our physical bodies, so we think that anything that is working on a healing level, it must be interacting with our physical body. And sometimes that healing is, like you said, it's occurring in our energy body, in our mental, emotional fields of our aura and those things. And so sometimes when we think about it that way, we don't need to get so stuck on, oh, this color and this crystal.
Yes. And, you know, I have worked with past life healing and soul healing for 45 years now, and one of the things that I became aware of very quickly when I started doing past life healing was, if you went back, in quotes, to another life and you healed something in that life, it would then carry forward, again in quotes, because I don't think time is linear, but it would come forward and it would change the energy body, and the energy body was what, or the karmic blueprint, the etheric blueprint, was what then created the physical body. So, you know, we start out as subtle energy and it condenses, for want of a better term, into the physical. So actually, the quickest way to heal is out in the subtle energy bodies. And that's where crystals work so brilliantly, because they carry within them a perfect energetic blueprint, and they harmonize our energy to their perfect energy, and they bring us back into balance. So it's for me, the physical is the last place that any sort of dis-ease lands. You know, it can't go any further than the physical. But very often it starts as an attitude, as a thought, as something carried forward from a past life, an old belief system that is in contest with how we would like to think now. And if you go in, and some of the crystals are just brilliant. We've just had over this last year, a new crystal appear called Ancestral Light. It's amazing because it goes right through the ancestral line and the family tree, and it then brings healing forward. But what it also brings with it is the soul learning that the ancestors, whoever they might be, have brought into being, so that you don't lose anything beneficial. But what it clears out of the way is all those toxic thoughts, stuck emotions, all the old belief systems that really don't serve us. And it's amazing watching when you're working with it. It's like somebody has unpicked a stitch and the whole thing goes shunk back through the line, back out into the future, so that the future generations benefit from the learning, but they don't have to carry the imprints of those old karmic wounds or ancestral beliefs or whatever it is. And that all happens in a 10, 20 minute meditation. And in fact, I've put it on my website as a download of, it's only one that's spoken. There's a picture of the ancestral light. It's not a picture of me doing it, but that's because I wanted really people to concentrate on the stone and the effect. And it's having amazing results.
Well, you can hear that's the break music again. Time's flying by. When we get back, I want to talk a little bit more about how we pick which crystals are right for our certain ailment, and also just talk a little bit about the earth chakra system and what exactly is Kundalini. So all of that and more here with Judy Hall. We'll be right back on Entangment Radio.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
The name is Bond. James Bond.
No, the name is Joe, The Joe Show. And we are returning back for our ninth season here on Om Times Radio. So tune in every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on omtimes.com/mobile. You can take us wherever you go. Yeah!
Time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
My guest again today is best-selling author of The Crystal Bible, Judy Hall, and we are talking to her today about her latest book, which is one of 40, by the way, which still blows my mind. It's awesome. Crystal Prescriptions, Volume 4. So, Judy, I want to tell you, so I like to, especially, I said this in the monologue, but I like to, before I fall asleep, especially if I've had a pretty intense day, I'll lay a few crystals. And I just kind of use my intuition and just say, you know, which one should I use? But sometimes I'll find, especially on my third eye, I'll put a crystal on my third eye, and I will notice like a radiating kind of pressure throughout my face. Sometimes I can feel it in my jaw, sometimes as low as my chin. And then, of course, after I remove the crystal, I can feel it still there for maybe 10, 20 minutes after. So is that radiating pressure feeling, does that mean I picked the right one and it's doing some work? Or is that one saying you picked the wrong one and it's trying to shift the vibration to match it?
It's always difficult to answer that question because it can be both and it can be one or the other. If people get a real pressure, like an iron band, then I always feel that something else needs to be added. It's not necessarily that the crystal is the wrong one. If you get a sharp pain and a sort of ouch, ooh, that doesn't feel good, then yeah, take it off. But sometimes it will be trying to do some energetic work and it isn't quite strong enough, and so you need another stone. And it may be that you actually need another variety of the same thing. You know, if we take amethyst, for example, if you put an amethyst on your third eye or around your head to help you sleep, that may be sufficient, but you may still get either the pressure or a lot of thoughts still coming in. And if you change the crystal to an Aura Light 23, your mind goes still and quiet instantly. You may then need to bring some more energy, a higher imprint in, change the crystal to a Brandenburg amethyst, and it's just amazing what happens. So I think really when you're choosing crystals, you do need to do it intuitively, but you can always douse, and I finger douse if necessary. If you're lying on your back, you don't really want to get a pendulum out. So I will put my thumb and finger together, loop my other thumb and finger through it and pull and ask, is this the right crystal? And if the loop holds, the answer's yes. If it lets go, the answer's no. And so you can very quickly check out, is this the most beneficial crystal at this moment for me? I think it's really important to be that specific, because a crystal may be generally good for you, but it may not do exactly what you need at that moment. Or, yes, it can be in your energy field and carry on working. And if it's up to about 20 minutes, yes, that sounds fine. If you're still getting pressure after an hour and you're not asleep, I would suggest then that you will need another crystal, because perhaps that crystal was too strong, or it just wasn't the right timing for it, or it may not be the right crystal for you at all. It's complicated, but I think if you use your intuition, that guides you.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking that I would know. Is there any way that you could do damage to yourself if you put the wrong crystal on your body at the wrong time?
I think energetically, yes, you can put yourself out of balance. I don't think you can do permanent harm. But if you begin to feel really uncomfortable, then my advice always is take the crystal off and put something like a smoky quartz in its place, and then look for a balancing crystal. Because not all crystals suit all people something else to think about, because especially now we have such a variety of vibrational levels. You know, if you get somebody who's coming along who thinks crystals are all woo-woo, you know, the eye-rolling starts, that person is going to need a pretty basic energy crystal. They're not going to want to be introduced to a very high vibration crystal first off, because their body won't take it energetically or physically. They will have a kind of response because it'll be too much. But if you get somebody who's been meditating, working with crystals, or maybe been doing yoga or something like that, they come along, they will start with a much more attuned vibration, a higher vibration, because they've been doing spiritual connection and raising their vibrations, and therefore they can take another level of crystal altogether. And I think this is probably the first time that it's been so accessible. Before, in places like Egypt and Mesopotamia, wherever, people were using these things in the context of being in temples. They had been initiated. They were using it in a way that kept pace with their spiritual development. Or they were taking them out and using them with people for more physical healing. But now anybody can walk into a crystal shop, whether they know anything at all about anything spiritual or not, if they've still got the access into some pretty high vibration crystals. And so that's one of the reasons that I was writing so many books, trying to help people who are coming in for the basics, then helping people who have done a certain amount of work, and people who've done a great deal of work. And I always, in my books, especially in the Crystal Prescriptions books, give a range of crystals so that people can choose the right one for them. And if we come on to Kundalini, one of the things I've found, it was like, have those light bulb moments when you go, that's what it is. People were coming to me from all kinds of different spiritual practices, disciplines, and they were reporting the same kind of experiences, the same kind of symptoms. Things weren't quite right. They weren't quite in their body. They were getting various hallucinations, in quotes, or physical symptoms, a huge variety. But the one thing that linked them all together was that they were actually starting to raise Kundalini within their body through their practice, whether it was yoga or meditation or dance. I even had one woman where it happened during childbirth. And so they were actually coming at it from different angles, different perspectives, but it was coming down to Kundalini energy was starting to move through their body. And if the chakras and the energy bodies weren't ready for that, it was going off at a tangent. And so it might create headaches. It might create this sense of being totally floating. Where's the ground? I've lost contact with the ground, lost contact with my body. And all kind of immune responses would happen. But bring the body back into balance, bring the chakras back into balance, bring the energy bodies back online, and create this channel. This is where the Earth Star and the Gaia Gateway and the Soul Star and the Stellar Gateway chakras are so useful, because you can bring energy, the Kundalini energy, up through from the base chakra, up through all the chakras to the Stellar Gateway. Then it can cascade down the energy bodies, back in through the Gaia Gateway and up again. And you get this flow of energy which goes right through all the cells. It energizes them, but it integrates and it switches on the positive potential. And there's been a lot of work done on positive DNA responses. And I think Kundalini is the natural force within the body that will switch that on.
So can I stop you? I want to stop you there really quick and just ask you, is Kundalini, can we use that synonymously with like chi or with pranic energy, or is this slightly different?
I think it's slightly different. Perhaps it's a matter, again, of vibration. It seems to have very strong links to chi and to pranic energy. But it has, the only way I can describe it is a slightly more refined energy. It's like it targets a higher level of functioning. And so it raises you spiritually, it attunes you spiritually, whereas chi will energize your body, in my experience and in the way I would use the word. So chi is life force and it energizes your body. But Kundalini is a spiritual force which pushes, because it's a very dynamic energy, you up to a stronger spiritual awareness where life force doesn't necessarily give you that extra dimension.
Yeah, I like that description. We are going to be up here on a break pretty quick. When we get back, I call it the segment where we like to bring it on home. So I like to leave our listeners with, you know, if they're beginners to crystals, what should they go out and purchase for themselves and how should they start working with them? So we'll talk about that and more when we return here with Judy Hall on Entangment Radio. We'll be right back.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
and it's brought to you by Hestia Health. Hestia is all about getting the center of yourself in order before you can light the flame in your community and in your world. If you want to find out more about myself and about HestiaHealth.com, you can go to the website, and that's where we create calm minds, open hearts, and inspired lives. So, Judy, I want to talk briefly about getting started with crystals. But before we get there, there was something that I thought was quite interesting in the book. And that was the idea that the earth has her own chakra system. So I was amazed at all the points that you listed as to where there's chakras in this earth. And so I just thought that that was so cool. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. I mean, it's something that a lot of research has been done around, and I gathered together as much as I could and put it into the book. I put more into Earth Blessings, one of my books on earth healing as well. And there have been, for a long time, seven major chakras mentioned, and I live right on the very outside edge of Glastonbury heart chakra of the world. I'm not in Glastonbury, but it spreads out. So I've been aware of there being major chakras in the earth. But as with the physical human body, so the earth has many chakra points and this whole meridian system around it. So when we're doing earth healing work, we either put crystals into the ground to help heal that meridian, or we visualize it, or we put them onto maps. And just as the physical chakras in the human body can go out of balance, so the earth chakras can go out of balance. And they really need support, because so much has been done to the earth in terms of toxicity and thoughts as well, and imprints of wars and all of the things like that. It all just needs gently healing, transforming, and light bringing in. And so I use crystals for that purpose.
I love that. You know, listening to what's going on in Syria and what happened last week in Paris, and, you know, I wrote a little Facebook comment about this, is that we always match that energy. It's like we match war and violence and domination and fear with more war, violence, domination, and fear. And we'll never elevate out of that place if we're always matching that frequency and that energy and retaliating in the exact same way. And so is there a way, this just kind of came to me, but is there a way to use crystals to kind of elevate our collective consciousness to see if we can rise above this?
Absolutely. And I mean, with the way the world is just at the moment, and I woke up yesterday with one of the crystals, the new Celtic chevron white quartz that I'd brought back from a crystal mountain last week. It was talking to me and saying, luminescence, bring in light, not fear. And so on my dining room table at the moment, there is a huge grid spread out on a map of the world of this beautiful light-bringing crystal. And it's on my Facebook page, and my daughter sells my crystals on Angel Editions. And we're actually giving the crystal away free to anybody who buys any other crystal is getting one of these chevron healers in the pack, so that they can link in and we can start bringing this light in and raising the vibration instead of just endlessly repeating the fear. And as you say, you know, war answered with war really isn't the answer. And the crystals very much at the moment are talking about users. In fact, people often say to me, oh, but, you know, it's raping the land to pull crystals out of the land, out of the earth. And I asked the crystals about this, and they said, we willingly come to help because we want to put healing back to the earth. And they said, you know, even if we're crushed up to paint on your walls, we're still radiating energy. and we're giving back to the environment. And so they really want to help with this healing. So anybody who wants to take part in that, if they go onto my Facebook page, the link is there, and they can get the Chevron healers and also grids. We're going to put grids up for sale on there as well. And you can set up your own little grid of light, and then it would join up with all the other grids around the world. It's the only way to work, I think.
Yes, because even you know, if you're not into crystals or vibration or whatever, if you even just look at it logically, you will never solve violence and war with more violence and war. That will never, even from a logical perspective, that's never going to work. So
I think, it's about time humankind got that message, really. It's been tried and tested over, 10,000 years that we know of at least. And it never worked. It's not going to work. You know the wonderful quote, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over again and expecting it to work out differently this time?
Yes. Or I like Einstein's quote, and it's something about you'll never solve a problem from the same level of consciousness that created it.
Mm, absolutely. And the crystals, to me, their consciousness is not only a higher vibration. It's, in a way, this sounds odd, but it's like a purer, more innocent vibration. We've had a lot of crystals come and say, we want to clear out the war gene that is in humanity. We want to dissolve it and bring in a peace gene. And I like that idea. I like to cooperate with them on that basis.
Me too. Well, we only have a few minutes left, and I like to use this segment to give my listeners something that they can go out and do today. So if you were talking to a newbie crystal user, what would your advice be so that they can start using crystals in their life today?
Well, I've been giving this a lot of thought, actually, because I've just been making, with Hay House, a basic crystal course to go online. And so one of the questions I was asked to address was, which crystals must we have? You know, what's the sort of basic crystal kit? And I think particularly in the Northern Hemisphere at this time of year, one that you need is an immune stimulator to keep your immune system healthy, keep away all those coughs, colds and flus. So I would say to somebody, go and get yourself a bloodstone, or if you can get it, Quantum Quattro, which is an amazing immune stimulator, keep that with you. I would then say my next least favorite thing in this world after bugs is electromagnetic frequencies, because I wrote Crystal Prescriptions 3 all about the damage they can do. So I would say get yourself some black tourmaline or some shungite to protect you from all the emanations of cell phones, computers, you know, whatever it is. Protect your energy, screen your energy, and then look at getting yourself something like rose quartz, selenite, an amethyst that'll bring in love and light and peace. And then after that, it's whatever catches your eye in the crystal shop.
I like that one. Well, we only have a few minutes left, so I want to give you plenty of opportunity to share where people can find your books and learn more about you and social media and anything you'd like to leave my listeners with today.
Right, thank you. Well, www.judyhall.co.uk is my website. And all the books are listed on there. My blog is on there. You can sign up for my newsletter and new crystals, things like that. I'm on Facebook as Crystal Judy Hall and also the Crystal Bible. And we are always posting about new stones, workshops, blogs that are coming up. And this new crystal course will also be on there. And my crystals are sold through www.angeleditions.co.uk. Links to that are also on my website, so you can get information on all the new crystals that are coming in, the new books, the Crystal Oracle Pack, which is so amazing. Must mention that, because Michael Elias, who is a young photographer, actually captured the crystal energy in the photographs that are in the pack. You don't even need to get the actual crystals, which with some of the expensive rarer crystals is such a godsend to have the energy on a card, and you can put it on your body and use that to help you heal. So that's a very exciting, that's Crystal Wisdom Healing Oracle. Amazing. I've never seen anybody capture energy in a photograph quite like Michael could. So he was such a blessing.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the program today. It was very enlightening, and I just really enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you. Oh, and can I say one thing?
Yes.
Remember to cleanse your crystals. That's the other thing that's so important. You can't work with crystals unless you cleanse them. That's on my website too, so go there and you can find out how to do it.
Oh, good. I'm glad you got that in, because that was on my list to talk about, and we just didn't get to it, so I'm glad you said that. Well, thank you so much for being on the program. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Bye.
Bye. So next week, I'm going to be out, and I just want to wish everyone here in the United States a happy Thanksgiving, but I will be back the following week with Dr. Bruno Signaco, and we're going to be talking about Ho'oponopono. I think I'm saying that correctly. It's an ancient technique of forgiveness. And so that's really cool. If you need to get a hold of me, you can email me at angela@hestiahealth.com. You can find me on Facebook and on Twitter at Hestia Health, and hear me live every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern on iom.fm. So this is Angela Levesque wishing you love and light. I'll be back in a couple of weeks. Happy Thanksgiving.